And then on Tuesday?
They were to iron a clean house.
So what might you call both washing and ironing together?
Well, it would be just the daily chores.
Well, maybe this will help. Let's think of it as, what's a place in town where a bachelor might take his shirts to be done?
The laundry. Well, we might call those the laundry days then, Monday and Tuesday.
All right. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
By way of stairs.
Would you use a different term for those inside the house than those outside?
No, it'd still be.
You still go up to
the stairs.
What is built outside the door to walk on and put chairs on?
A porch. Or some people used to call it a veranda.
What would you call one that's just over the door?
A stoop. Just a little stoop.
And what would you call one that was big and had columns on it?
That'd just be a porch.
And what would you call one that ran all the way around the front side of the house, around maybe to the back, maybe all the way around the house?
Well, it'd still be called a porch.
That's what I want to know, what you would call it. Maybe some people, you know, might have a different term for the different kinds, but you still refer to them all as just
a porch on the house.
Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Oh, yes. If you have an upstairs, a lot of people have a second porch upstairs.
Do the porches that you're thinking about, does it make a difference what you call them, whether they have a roof or they don't have a roof?
Well, usually when they don't have a roof, they would be called I can't think of the word I want to use right now.
But you have referred to them differently if they have a roof or they don't have a roof. Well, suppose if the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to
close the door.
Have you ever used another way of saying that besides close?
Shut. Shut the door.
What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Clapboards.
If you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I
nailed the board.
All right. If you were hitting the nail, you would say, I will
Hammer the nail, or I will...
Well, let's try a different sentence to see if I can get you to pronounce the word I want. Every day I take my car and into town. Would you fill in the missing word where I pause? Every day I take my car and into
drive town. Into town.
All right. You would say then, yesterday I
drove the car.
And I have
driven the car
many times. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call the part of a house that's on top, the very top?
You mean above the second?
The very top of the house.
Oh, the roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
The gutters.
All right, you have a house and an L. What do you call the place where the two come together?